Today on Castle Country Focus, I have with me Tiffany Van Sickle. She is the Substance Use Prevention Coordinator for Four Corners Behavioral Health. She's been involved with this field for about 10 years, is working with two important organizations in our area. The first, the Faith-Based Initiative for substance addiction and that type of thing. She is involved with the CARE Coalition that solely is focused on prevention. Thank you, Tiffany, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Will you explain to our listeners what the CARE Coalition is? What does it stand for first?
Sure. So CARE stands for Carbon Addiction Reduction and Elimination Coalition. And our vision as a coalition is to provide a safe environment that empowers youth to be healthy, successful, and compassionate members of our community. That's our vision statement.
Who's involved with the coalition?
So our coalition is designed around bringing at minimum 12 community sectors together to look at developing a community-wide plan. So some examples of people that are a part of those 12 community sectors are the faith community, as you mentioned, the faith-based initiative. We also have law enforcement, healthcare professionals, youth, parents, business leaders, media, schools, cross-section of people that represent different spaces within the community so that we can get a good common voice of what the issues are and what our goals are as a community.
You're, again, focused on prevention with the CARE organization, where the faith-based initiative brings up not only prevention, but also recovery and that type of... Give our listeners a feel for what kinds of things would be helpful in substance abuse prevention.
Well, substance use prevention, we primarily focus on youth. And that's because 9 out of 10 substance use disorders start before the age of 18. We look at our young people and try to identify what is putting them at risk for this disease. So just as you might know that diet and exercise are important, we would equally want to look at what is putting our kids at risk for substance use disorder and then look at very specific evidence-based ways of addressing that. We identify what the risk is, and then we only look at those resources that have been studied to say, yes, if we do this intervention, we will get this result. And then we measure that as we do it, even within Carbon County, to make sure that what we're doing is accomplishing the thing we set out to do.
What would be an example of a risk factor?
So a risk factor, we have them broken into four domains. There's the community domain, the family domain, the school domain, and the peer and individual domain. So an example in the community domain would be low neighborhood attachment. When kids aren't connected to their neighborhood or their community, they're more likely to use substances. In the family domain, family management might be a risk factor, which basically means parents don't know where their kids are or what they're doing. That's where we're going at with family management. In the school domain, we look at things like low commitment to school, which is a picture of, do I feel like the things I'm learning today mean something to me later in life? That's some of this questioning we'll look at for our kids. And then in the peer and individual domain, we'll look at things like rebelliousness or interaction with peers who are having problem behavior, low perceived risk of substances. So we ask kids how dangerous they think it is to use certain substances. Certainly with various things going on in our country, with things like legalizing of marijuana, we see a significant decrease in perceived risk amongst youth. And as they think that risk goes down, their usage rates go up.
We want to pause here and let our listeners know that we are talking with Tiffany Van Sickle, the Substance Use Prevention Coordinator with Four Corners Behavioral Health. What kinds of programs can you put in place to initiate these preventive items that you've discovered or come across?
So one of the programs that we'll have as part of our action plan working with the coalition is a program called Why Try. The program is a resiliency-based program that helps kids answer that question. Why do I try? Why do I put effort into things? Which sort of directly relates to our measurements of low commitment to school. So it's not a matter of how much do I love going to Carbon County schools. We know our schools are doing an excellent job of meeting our kids' needs, and our teachers are awesome. Our graduation rates in Carbon County are fantastic. I couldn't say enough good things about Carbon County School District. They are an amazing school. But some of the challenges that lie in there for youth, you know, they may love their teacher and may love coming to class, but are they making that connection to what I'm doing today is going to mean something to me later in life, or that when I put effort into these things, I can achieve more? And so sometimes that can be a picture of youth just not having a picture of a bright future. And certainly nationally, with economic challenges and various other things, we can see that go down some, that young people don't see as many opportunities for the future. And so this program is specifically designed around doing that and has been researched to identify, does it in fact do that? That when we do these interventions with these students, do they actually come out of that feeling like they are more confident in themselves and see themselves as capable of accomplishing things later in life, understanding that following the rules actually helps them grow and achieve more in life. All of those things have been researched about this program and found that it does in fact do that. So we are looking at implementing that program, the extended day program, to the dual school district. We'll be implementing that as well as at the middle school level. They're looking at doing some implementation with that.
And you're going to begin this implementation this coming up school year?
We'll begin it. The extended day program has actually, we did the training for this program beginning in February, and then we did the level 2 training just last month, I believe. And so they've already started to do some implementation, but really next school year will be full-blown implementation and usage of the program, where we'll do some measurements of, you know, asking the kids some questions before they take the programming and then ask them questions again after they take the programming to make sure that we are indeed accomplishing what we want to accomplish.
And this really is the first good step. I mean, it's an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, is the old phrase.
And yeah, really, that is a message I live by.
So you're really trying to prevent substance abuse, addiction, and whatnot. And the faith-based initiative says we have a problem with addicts and dealing with their illness as a community, and we have to handle that as well.
For me personally, working for Four Corners, our agency is deeply integrated with looking at treatment and recovery and all of those resources that are also a community need, community resources. And it's just a matter of how do we delegate the needs for the community so that when we are working on something, we can focus ourselves to the very specific needs of that area. And that's what the CARE Coalition's mission is to be very focused and intentional in that prevention picture. And hopefully, and I know for a fact, there are many other entities and structures within the community, everything from AA to NA and various other things, in addition to our agency and other private entities within the community that are very focused on treatment and recovery. And we're so grateful for all of those working in that capacity. If anyone would like to get connected with the CARE Coalition, this is a community-based effort, so we want community feedback and support. You can connect with us at CARE4Carbon on Facebook. So if you just search CARE4Carbon, you'll find us on Facebook.
Thank you, Tiffany, for taking a few minutes and visiting with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you.